On the show today, we have Co-op Financial Services' Sarah Szilagyi talking about Co-op launching a trio of co-creation councils. So check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Co-op Financial Services' very own Sarah Szilagyi on the program. How are you, Sarah?
I am doing great today. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Appreciate it. Yeah. A fine day here in Southern California. We're talking about something else pretty fine. Co-op has launched a trio, not one, not two, but three co-creation councils. So can you tell us about these councils? What are they?
Hi. Well, thanks. Sure. Yeah, we have launched three. In fact, it's almost more like one, two, three, four, five, six. Six co-creation councils. We've got our, we decided it was very important to launch three different councils, and I'll get into why it's really six in a second. But to cover the needs of the credit union industry from start to finish. So we've got our strategy co-creation council, which is very focused on looking at the vision for the credit union industry. Where are we headed? Mm-hmm. Where do we need to innovate? How do we need to work together to get ahead? Mm-hmm. Then we've got our experience co-creation council. As we all know, consumers have become the leaders of our economy.
Pretty much.
Member experience is at the top of everyone's focus right now. Mm-hmm. And so very important to focus on experience. So we've got an experience co-creation council. And then our solutions design co-creation council focused on the solutions that we produce. What do credit unions need, and what are their members asking for, and what are the features they really need? Really drilling down into what are literally the functions and the features that people are looking for. And so that solutions design council breaks down into four additional groups.
Oh, really? Okay. Bonus.
So yeah, we've got a group focused on networks. We've got a group focused on payments. We've got a group focused on fraud and contact center. And we've got a group focused on data and digital products specifically. And so those four groups are really hyper-focusing on what are the products and solutions mm-hmm. that members need today.
So how do they work? I mean, obviously, it's credit unions collaborating together. Is it people from co-op collaborating with credit unions? Or how does the whole council model work?
It's all of the above,
okay.
Which is the beauty of it. So yes, it's very much credit unions coming together to collaborate.
Okay.
To collaborate with co-op. We have kind of an 80-20 rule, meaning 80% credit union, mm-hmm. 20% co-op.
Perfect.
We want to hear from them, and we want them to hear from each other. Mm-hmm. Those are the two major strengths of what we are aiming for in these councils, okay. is that they learn from each other, we learn from them, we all learn from each other.
Gotcha.
And so they will be meeting twice a year in person.
And
as well as four times a year in very structured online working sessions, mm-hmm. which will also be face to face. We'll be using a video platform.
Nice.
And then they'll also have the opportunity to work together year round in an online collaboration platform.
Okay.
So that is one of the really unique elements of the councils, because that collaboration platform, we fully hope that we're going to be providing them with enough material and things to talk about throughout the year, so they really get to know each other, mm-hmm. get to know us, and expand the relationship beyond the things that we're addressing specifically within the councils, and start to lean on each other for questions about things happening in their credit union to get some momentum there.
Indeed. It sounds like you guys are kind of leveraging the credit union difference, where we collaborate, whereas a lot of other industries don't have any part of collaboration at all. They're like, they're too busy button heads, whereas credit unions, we're too busy working together to further our cause. So is this kind of how you guys are leveraging it from this credit union difference?
Absolutely. Okay. I mean, if someone said in one of our groups a couple of weeks ago, I don't think you'd find Bank of America and Wells Fargo getting in a room together and talking about how they can improve their members' experience, right?
Right. Exactly.
Or their customers' experience. And that's exactly what we're doing. We're looking at what makes the credit union industry what it is. It's cooperation. It's a shared value system. And we are leveraging that. Mm-hmm. We are pooling together our resources, our brains, our time, talent, and treasure, and looking at how can we work together to lead innovation, to be the big thinkers. Because individually, we cannot compete, right, as one-off.
True.
Together, we're as big as anyone.
Yep.
So together is that's our differentiator, and that's what we're looking to draw upon.
So when does all this start, or has it already started? And how do credit unions get involved here?
It has begun. Oh. Our first meeting was late January. Mm-hmm. We had all of the participants in Washington, D.C. for a series of in-person meetings the last week of January. Mm-hmm. We got so much input and so much so many ideas to run with out of those initial sessions that we are now kind of working through with the councils on where we want to focus our time and energy for mm-hmm. the year. And they're off to the races. We'll be having our first online working sessions in about a month.
Oh, nice.
So as far as credit unions that want to participate, we would love greater participation. We are keeping the councils limited to a certain number of participants each. That's in order to maximize collaboration and to really make sure that everyone has the time and the space to participate and to play a role. So as of now, I'd say, generally speaking, interest should come my way. Let me know, and we'll see who we can work in for 2019.
Oh, cool. Right on. So what's the ultimate goal here with these councils? Obviously, to enhance the collaboration, address pain points in the industry, or what are there any other goals that you guys are looking to accomplish here?
This might sound lofty. I would say
we like lofty. Come on.
I would say ultimately our goal is to work with these councils to change the trajectory of the credit union movement.
Okay.
To put us at the forefront of financial technology and financial services innovation. Mm-hmm. To work together as a whole to leverage other partners to help us get ahead.
Yeah.
And to deliver what our members really want from their financial institution of choice.
Awesome. Awesome. I think that's a good message to end on, Sarah. That was awesome. Anything else to add to wrap up? Any final words of wisdom here?
Oh gosh.
Oh my, I finally put you on the spot. All right.
Final words of wisdom. Look for what the co-creation councils will be putting out there. Okay. We absolutely plan on delivering things out of these councils. They're not just time for people to come together and talk about what could be. We aim to deliver on things that will be. So keep your eyes open, keep your ears open. You'll hear more from the councils for sure.
Right on. All right. That's a great message to end on. Sarah, thank you so much. Sorry to put you on the spot on the last question, but I think you came through with flying colors. So well done.
Thank you.
You're welcome.